Thanks, Patricia. Mike, Minister Campbell, Jim and Patricia, ladies and gentlemen. The role of government is pretty clear. It's to provide vision, direction and perhaps a bit of leadership about what is the public good. But it also needs to, in fact, implement a sufficient framework around that vision to enable the market, the economy, the private sector to build on that and, in fact, deliver that vision into reality. And there's no better example of this than, of course, transport and infrastructure. On this front, I think the government should be commended, on the one hand, for its vision, but perhaps criticised, on the other, for its lack of delivery. But let me first of all start from a perspective of urban planning, which is a little bit of my background, and that bill is probably best left on the ground where it won't cause any further damage. Over the next 20 years, Sydney's going to see some enormous growth. And that growth is not just in the CBD. In fact, Parramatta's growth will outstrip the city by many factors to one. Already, Parramatta's the second CBD in New South Wales, and that's the sixth biggest city in Australia. So over the next 20 years, for example, it's probably not widely known, but we'll be building something like 30 skyscrapers, brand new skyscrapers in Parramatta that don't exist today. So there is an enormous amount of growth that's going to happen just to house the expected new office workers that are moving into that area. The challenge for Sydney, and in fact for Parramatta in particular, is to accommodate this growth within the already crowded transport system that doesn't, in fact, take people where they want to go. The Minister acknowledged that there's far too much reliance on the car. I think everyone would agree. In Parramatta's case, 60% of the commuters that come to Parramatta come by car, compared with 10% by train. So why is that? It's because the train lines all lead to the CBD here in the city, and they don't take people to the places where they want to go to. They have to take the train. They have to take the car to get there. If we want to fix this, then we need to start taking those cross-connecting strategies that Patricia mentioned so well. The Minister mentioned the $2.3 billion Epping to Chatswood rail link. That's fantastic, but where's the Parramatta to Epping link that would make that connection work so well? And when will it be built? The challenge is also about sustainable urban consolidation, an area, again, where I agree with Patricia's views. We have an opportunity in accommodating this large growth that's going to happen inevitably over Sydney over the next 20 years, to deliver urban renewal on a large scale. But it's got to be urban renewal that's the right kind of urban renewal, with a focus on placemaking. That is, making livable, connected, sustainable places that are attractive places to live, to work and to play, in close proximity to each other. No longer can we afford to deliver transport solutions that take people from dormitory suburbs in the west and deliver them to their place of work, supposedly, in the CBD via long commuter corridors. That's not the future of Sydney. A sustainable transport solution must be more integrated with the development of Sydney. We must take a changed attitude to urban density, to urban lifestyles, to urban planning. It'll take a partnership approach to transport infrastructure where the government gives the right signals to the private sector developers so that that development happens in the right places. If the government's serious about delivering growth, about well-planned cities with increased density, about sustainable living, then the key to that is our transport network. In particular, we need to focus on those cross connections that bring people to where they want to go, and I endorse absolutely Patricia's call for those regional networks across the city. I do applaud, however, the government's initiative on the CBD Metro, but it needs to keep going. It needs to keep going all the way to Parramatta and become the Western Metro. That's exactly the right kind of development that's going to serve the densities that we need here in the city, that will deliver or remove, in fact, the reliance that we have currently on the car and create a new public transport service that actually delivers people where they want to go to, which is just as much west as it is east. But we need to do it now. To stop the wrong incentives for the cars and for car parking that would otherwise develop, It's applaudable that we have new commuter car parks at train stations, but why do we have to have them there? And do they need to be there at all? And should we, in fact, be thinking of other solutions that doesn't require that to be the case? What we need to do is to understand the market drivers, but the market responds to very strong signals, and the government's got to give them, about where to build. The answer is around transport nodes. So let's get serious and deliver them. But even Western Metro is not enough. What about the conversion, as I mentioned, of the Carlingford line to become the Epping to Parramatta link, especially now that the North West Metro seems to be deferred somewhat indefinitely? Although I take heart from the Minister's announcement today, I'm sure that the Treasurer will be pleased to hear that it's not completely dead yet. These are the sort of links that are essential to Sydney's growth and to, in fact, enhance Parramatta and Western Sydney as a very important growth area of this region that we needed to deliver. Greater Western Sydney is already the third biggest economic zone in the country. We can't let that opportunity slip. So how do I view the current government's transport plans? If they take this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to invest heavily in infrastructure, which will provide much-needed economic activity at a time when all governments are trying to provide an economic stimulus, if they build the right kinds of transport, metro-based, that cross-connects Sydney, not just taking people to the city, that encourages urban densities in the right places, that helps deliver the growth that we need, and that attracts the right kind of private investment. And if they consider sustainable urban renewal at the same time that makes livable, connected places that people want to live, work and play in close proximity, and leave behind that 1950s thinking that we live in commuter dormitories and we commute to one single place of work, if they do all that and actually deliver it, working closely with the federal government and local government, anybody else, the private sector, to actually deliver it, then they will have single-handedly done more for Sydney's transport needs than any government has done for 75 years since they built the Sydney Harbour Bridge, which was, in fact, a revolutionary change to Sydney's transport. And if they do that, they'll deserve every accolade. To Minister Campbell, I'd like to add my encouragement and support for his vision and my hope that this is just the beginning of even more transport initiatives that he has in his back pocket and is just waiting to tell us all about them. Thank you.